Good afternoon. I apologize for missing my slot, but I guess we're moving a little bit faster here than I expected. My name is David Varadane. I'm from HP Labs, and today I'm presenting the work of my colleagues, Feng Tang, Daniel Treder, and Chris Willis. Feng Tang had to cancel his trip at the last moment because of some US visa situations. So I'm going to do my best to present on his behalf. The work is called Event Classification from Photo Collections. And the idea is to be able to use a collection of photographs from a single device over a short period of time, maybe 1 hour or 2 hours, and to be able to classify the event that that photo collection is representing. So examples of events are Christmas scenes, Halloween scenes, Valentine's Day, outdoor sports, and things of this nature. So it turns out that this is apparently quite a challenging problem. I think the main difficulties are that the photos are essentially unconstrained. They can just be any collection of photos taken at any time. And the reason for pursuing this is to make organization and management of personal photos, much easier to do, to tell the stories of people's lives. But the reason why HP is interested in this is because if we can automatically categorize or classify a collection of photos to fit a certain theme, then the company is able to suggest products that the consumer can buy, like photo books and things like that, that match that theme. So that's HP's interest in this. So this is a system overview of how the work of my colleagues works. A collection of photos is given. And the first thing that we do is we consider each, first thing that they do is they take a single photo at a time and they extract some metadata. And then they run a classifier to obtain a prediction of what the category of this of that photo is based on the metadata. Auto advance, so it keeps flipping forward. They also take a single photo and obtain a visual feature histogram, run a classifier, and likewise, as before, obtain predictions, soft predictions of which category that photo belongs to. Then all of the metadata predictions and visual predictions from all the images are combined together in this information fusion step, and the event is then classified to one of the categories. So in this talk, I'll start by describing what the metadata is and the nature of the classifier. I'll also talk about the visual feature extraction process and the classifier for that. Finally, the information fusion step and some results. So the metadata that is used here in these experiments is actually four different things. Timestamps from each of the photos, an indication of whether the flash was on or off when the photo was taken, the exposure time, and the focal length. So you can see that timestamps reveal a lot of information about certain events. For example, if you look here, these are all the photos. It's a histogram of all the photos labeled as Christmas in the training set, and zero corresponds to December 25th, negative numbers before December 25th, positive numbers after December 25th. So you can see that there's a very large spike on December 25th, but there's also a large number of Christmas-themed photos that were taken in the month of December. There are a small number of photos taken at other times which are Christmas-themed, and perhaps this is due to bad data, the fact that the photographer did not set the time correctly on their camera. That probably explains that. Flash on or off reveals a lot of information about whether the photo was taken indoors or outdoors, and you can see most Christmas photos were taken with flash on. Exposure time, likewise, tells you about the light conditions when the photo was taken. Focal length tells you about the relative distance of the scene from the camera. So the metadata is extracted from a single image, and then the classifier is built offline based on the random forest technique. I'm certainly not an expert on this, so I don't have a lot to say about it. But I understand that the random forest classifier offers very good performance at very low computational cost, and that was why this choice was made. The visual features are extracted in a different way. They are, they use the bag of features approach. And so what's done by my colleagues here is they take the original image and they filter and downsample it down to quarter size, and then they filter and downsample that to 1/16th size. The largest image is broken up into 16 tiles. This image is broken up into 4 tiles, so each tile, there are 21 tiles here, each tile has the same size. Now, from each tile, they they take a grid of points, and at each grid location, they obtain a SIFT feature vector. And that looks something like this, 128-dimensional SIFT feature vector. Each feature vector is then quantized to one of 200 words. This dictionary is also trained offline. And so if you take all the feature vectors from a certain tile, you can then obtain a frequency vector of 200 elements, because there are 200 elements in the code book. So in total, there are 21 tiles and 200 elements in each feature vector. So all those feature vectors are actually concatenated together to obtain a vector of 4,200 elements. And then that feature vector is passed through a support vector machine that produces an prediction about the event category based on the visual features for a single image. Okay, so what I've described so far are using the metadata to provide predictions of a single image, and then using visual features to provide predictions of a single image. But it turns out that this might, for a single image, this might not be very good. So if you'll take a look at this image, it's not exactly clear what event this image represents. But if you look at all the surrounding images from that collection, you see that pretty clearly this is a child's birthday party. And so this is the main contribution of the current work, is to sort of leverage the fact that we have a collection of images and see how much, what we can do with that, or what my colleagues could do with that. Okay, so that brings us to the information fusion step. And what they've done is actually fairly simple. So suppose that we have this collection of images, I1 through IN. And then from the previous steps that I've already told you about, we've already obtained probability vectors based on, so this V indicates visual features. This is the probability that image I is classified as belonging to event J. And likewise, this is the probability that image I is classified as belonging to event J based on the metadata features. So we obtain these vectors of probabilities. But we also have to note that different types of features offer different amounts of confidence for different events. We've already seen that that the time metadata feature is fairly useful in predicting Christmas, but is not very useful in telling you about birthday parties, because birthday parties are fairly evenly distributed throughout the calendar year. So these weightings need to be obtained, and those are also obtained offline by training. And then these probabilities are combined to a single confidence number for a collection of photos the confidence measure is a confidence that the collection I classifies to event J. So what's done is a linear combination of the probability outputs for the single images, weighted by the weights and also weighted by this alpha and 1 minus alpha, which trades off the metadata and the visual feature classifications. If metadata is not available, as is the case for I think approximately 25% of the elements in the test set, you can only use the visual data. So I think we can now start to discuss the experimental results. I think 100,000 photos were obtained from online folders of photos. And these were manually labeled into 8 event types. So those are Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's Day, 4th of July, outdoor sports, that's one, birthday scenes, beach scenes, and none of the above. And none of the above turns out to be a fairly difficult category to deal with. So out of the 100,000 photos, 8,000 were used for training. And 152 collections were used for testing. Each collection could contain anywhere between 5 and 100 images. So here I show the confusion matrix results that my colleagues obtained for the single photo classification based on metadata on top and on visual features at the bottom. So using metadata, actually, it turns out that you can do very well for single images on Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's Day, and 4th of July, because these have specific dates associated with those events. For the other ones, sporting scenes, birthdays, beach, the metadata is not as useful. The visual classifier turns out to be pretty good as well, but it is very good at outdoor sports events and beach events, and that's probably because those have a fairly consistent visual signature, visual composition especially. So the next page of results shows the classification results for the whole collection after they've done the information fusion. And you see that the results are not too bad. You're getting, I guess, between 70 and 90% accuracy for these 7 categories. The none of the above is performs less well. So what's happening is that events which have nothing to do with any of these 7 are actually getting mapped to one of those 7 for various reasons, which I don't know for sure. To conclude, what I've been presenting today is the work of my colleagues on classification of collections of photos into a number of event categories. What my colleagues are interested in doing next is instead of just extracting features from individual photos and then fusing them later, is to what they intend to do is directly extract features from the collection themselves, and this might require the invention of new types of features. They'd also like to explore better fusion of different classifiers. What they're using right now is sort of linear weighting, potentially I think they think that some nonlinear approach might be better. Maybe considering different metadata features in groups or different visual features in groups might provide better fusion than what they're using right now. And they'd also like to grow the number of categories from 8 to a larger number. So that wraps up my talk. I'll do my best to answer your questions. If there are any that are really challenging, I can only ask you to, I can only forward your questions to my colleagues.
Thank you very much.
Are there any questions? Okay, thank you again.
Thank you.
And this concludes this particular session. Thank you very much for attending.